This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Libya's two warring factions, the government in Tripoli and a rival Eastern administration, signed a permanent ceasefire agreement Friday following 5 days of talks at the United Nations. The UN's Libya mission said on its Facebook page, quote, "The 5+5 Joint Military Commission talks in Geneva today culminate in a historic achievement as Libyan teams reach a permanent ceasefire agreement across Libya," adding the achievement is an important turning point towards peace and stability in Libya. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan questioned the viability of the agreement, saying, quote, "Today's ceasefire agreement was actually not made at the highest level. It was at a lower level. Time will tell whether it will last," end quote. The European Commission welcomed the declaration of a ceasefire in Libya Friday, calling for it to go into immediate effect and for peace talks to resume. EU foreign policy spokesman Peter Sano told reporters the agreement is the agreement. It's key for the resumption of a political dialogue. U.S. officials say Russian hackers have targeted dozens of state and local networks in recent days. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
With less than 2 weeks to go to Election Day,
Sporadic gunshots were heard in Lagos Friday as security forces patrolled in Nigeria's biggest city after days of unrest following the shooting of protesters that sparked condemnation at home and abroad. The president warned demonstrators in a televised address Thursday not to, quote, "undermine national security," end quote, as he called for an end to widespread protests gripping Africa's most populous country. He was speaking for the first time since the shooting in Lagos on Tuesday, although he did not directly address it. This is VOA News.